Just as marathon runners eat differently on the day of competition than do sprinters, our horses have special requirements, depending on the type of performance we are asking of them. In a moment, we will discuss the special feeding requirements of your equine athlete before, during, and after a competition. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. There is sufficient data to suggest that nutritional management on the day of competition influences the horse's performance. But it is critical to match the specific dietary needs to the type of performance work being done. There are four dietary fuels used to supply energy. First, there is glucose. It is found abundantly in grains and sugars and is rapidly digested and absorbed from the small intestine. Second, there are fats, which come from the slower digestion and absorption of either edible oils, fat supplements, or mobilization of body fat. Next are volatile fatty acids that are generated in the large intestine by the digestion and fermentation of fiber, such as forage or other fiber sources like beet pulp. Fourth is protein, which can be used as a source of energy only if converted to glucose in the horse's body. Protein, though absolutely necessary for a wide variety of bodily functions, is not a desirable energy form. Let's take a look at how the diverse athletes are best fed to meet their needs on the day of competition. In fast, short-term performance, such as quarter horse flat racing, rodeo, and gymkhana speed events, the goal for feeding on competition day should be to minimize weight, maintain optimal but not excessive hydration, and to promote increased availability of glucose and glycogen. If properly conditioned for the event, the horse should not need extra food intake just before the competition or race. In fact, research has shown horses that were fasted for 16 hours prior to prolonged warm-up and intense exercise had more muscle glycogen, free fatty acids, and plasma glucose available for energy than did horses fed a kilogram of corn 5 hours or less before such exercise. Therefore, feeding strategy for the day of a speed event might include fasting for 16 hours prior to the event, or a normal ration of concentrates 5 or more hours before the event. If the warm-up time is to be very short, for instance, 5 to 10 minutes, a small 1 to 2 pound meal of sweet feed will provide high blood glucose. It may inhibit fat utilization, however, so if your sport requires a long warm-up followed by a fast sprint, as is often seen in standardbred racing, this may not be a favorable feeding practice. Body weight is another major consideration for performance on the day of competition, as extra weight tires the horse more quickly. Sweat losses during short, intense activity, such as racing, are minimal, and gastrointestinal water content is dead weight as far as the racehorse is concerned. Caution must be used, however, as adequate hydration is necessary for optimal performance. Even mild dehydration can decrease exercise tolerance. Allowing free access to water overnight, but then restricting access 4 to 5 hours before a race should be safe. Do not encourage drinking, however, by force-feeding electrolytes overnight or on the day of competition. High forage intake just prior to a race will also increase gut fill and therefore body weight. Forage intake should be limited only on race or competition days and somewhat restricted, perhaps half the normal amount the day before the competition. After a speed event, offer the horse small amounts, half to a full gallon, of water at frequent intervals until the animal is no longer thirsty. Do not allow free access to cold water, and do not add electrolytes to the water, as this may reduce drinking. After body temperature and respiration have returned to normal, offering free choice hay and hourly meals of 1 to 2 pounds of grain for the next 6 to 8 hours will enhance replenishment of glycogen stores. The total sum of these small meals should not be much more than the animal's normal grain ration. Opposite of the sprint is long-term aerobic work, which lasts for more than 1 hour. This includes endurance competitions, competitive trail riding, dressage, and horse shows, in which horses are entered in multiple classes and worked hard in the warm-ups. Maintenance of hydration, optimal mobilization and utilization of stores of fat, and usage of fatty acids from the gastrointestinal system, as well as electrolyte balance, are the main goals for this type of work. These animals require oxygen for fuel conversion and are generating large amounts of heat and sweat losses. For energy sources, they rely heavily on fatty acids and the mobilization of body fat. The animal should be conditioned to a high forage diet with minimal grain and fat added if necessary. Fat is a very usable energy source for aerobic work, but the horse's body must be acclimated to digesting and using it, and fat should never account for more than 10% of the animal's total diet. Refer to our podcast on Basic Nutrition Part 2 for more information on acclimating a horse's body to use fat. Hydration is a critical component in long-term work and needs special attention during conditioning and the day of competition. The night before an event, free choice hay should be offered to maximize intestinal reservoirs of energy, water, and electrolytes. Electrolytes specifically formulated for horses should be fed at this time, usually 1 to 4 ounces, depending on anticipated heat, humidity, and duration of exercise. Electrolytes will stimulate thirst within 3 to 4 hours, so it is wise for the horse to have free access to clean water during this nighttime period. Electrolyte supplementation may be needed during the competition, but should not be fed within 3 to 4 hours of the start of the event if there is not going to be water available on the trail or during the event. Potassium, sodium, chloride, and calcium are the most important electrolytes that are lost with water during prolonged sweating periods. A small ration of the horse's usual feed can be given the morning of the competition. Try limiting high-protein forages such as alfalfa hay during excessive heat and humidity, as protein converted to energy releases a large amount of metabolic heat. The animal will also urinate more in an attempt to eliminate the excess protein, and this can lead to dehydration. If horses are accustomed to fresh pasture, they receive a good deal of water through the lush grasses. But if they are fed dry hay during multiple day events or travel, they will need more clean water available to make up for the difference. Soaking hay prior to feeding may also help alleviate dehydration during competitions. During prolonged work, horses should be offered clean water and encouraged to drink on a regular basis. When an event is over, offer the horse free choice hay soaked in water, additional electrolytes, clean water, and multiple small meals of 1/2 to 1 pound of grain if the animal is used to it, but never exceeding much more than the amount of its normal meal. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheets 036-752 and 934, which are posted on the Equine Science Center website. They can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.